2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
And here we are. The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
There's Froggy, Scary, Gandhi, Scotty B, Danielle. There's Straight Nate. And there's Brody with a dog. Which dog is that?
That's Percy.
Hi, Percy.
Hi, Percy.
Hi, Percy.
And there's Garrett.
Garrett.
How you doing?
Good.
I got dogs here somewhere. Anyway, so what are we talking about today? What's on your minds?
Well, there might be a fight happening outside our studio any second now because there's a big box truck on the street that has its hazards on right now, and there's about a row of about 8 cars honking their horns on and off.
Is that why the honking hasn't stopped?
Yes.
I hear it from here.
Incessant.
It's terrible.
And there's no one in the truck right now, so everybody's sitting there, and it's getting to the point where the drivers are getting out of their cars to look like, what the hell is going on?
Well, that box truck driver better be beefy and be able to handle it, because they're going to beat him down.
It's still going.
Don't you think, though, after 3 honks, maybe
right.
4 honks, your honks are doing nothing?
Yeah.
They're
Why do we keep
noise
doing
pollution.
It?
And I thought you'd get a ticket.
You're blowing off steam.
You can.
Okay.
But
you can get a ticket, but it's New York City right now. No one has a place to park. No one has even a ticket to ride.
Who's got the balls to get out of a big box truck in the middle of the street and block the traffic?
Maybe guys who drive big box trucks.
Yeah, the guys who drive big box trucks in little tiny towns or little tiny streets. Here's the thing. These guys have a job to do. If he doesn't deliver, he doesn't make money. So he would rather risk getting a ticket and being yelled at than not deliver what he needs to deliver.
Wow.
But we are getting to the point now where people will start opening their windows because we're on a street and there's a hotel there. So I could see people yelling, hey, shut up already, at the people that are honking honking at the box.
Can you open a window and yell at them?
Scary was about
to. Doing that.
Add to the noise pollution.
Well, there was a viral video the other day that was circulating where a guy was at a stop sign and there was a big Mack truck behind him on a single lane street. And the more the Mack truck honked, like, the guy got out of his car and did a TikTok dance. This went on for like 4 or 5 minutes. It's crazy how many streams this thing has, but you got to see it to believe it. And he's just like taunting the guy in the Mack truck, like, I'm not moving.
Not a great plan, though. Not a great plan.
Yeah, when a guy with a Mack truck, yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, and that's when people whip out guns and start shooting away at you.
Exactly.
Have you guys seen when James Corden does, he puts on a show in the middle of a road, in the middle of the street? And so, like, the whole cast of the show, the guest stars on the show, will all run out in the street during a red light and perform a song or a couple of scenes from a show.
He had Styles do it last time, too.
No, the last time was Camila Cabello for Cinderella. And the cast of Cinderella, Billy Porter, like, they all ran out and they did a show.
I saw that. It's the one I saw.
Did you see the guy in the front, the first car, filming it from his cell phone? How awful it looked from his vantage point and how annoyed he was. Like, you don't think that the people in the cars are pissed, but they were pissed.
Oh,
well, that's the whole point, I think. The whole point is that most people don't know that he does this and what the hell's going on, and they just got to get to where they want to get. And they're like, what the hell is Hamilton doing in the middle of the street? Like,
It all depends on in what kind of hurry you're in. I mean, if you're like running late and you're like, oh, I don't need Cinderella dancing on my hood.
but Elvis, would you be mad or would you be like, I'm mad, I have to go, but it's a show tune, so I'm loving it.
No. Oh, no, I would love it. I would I would eat that up. I look for opportunities like that.
Like,
in life.
Froggy would probably get out of his car and punch somebody.
I would be upset. But it depends on what I'm in a hurry to do.
My favorite part of it is when the light turns and then he makes sure everybody runs back to the sidewalk. Okay, run back to the sidewalk. They have to run back so the light turns again. It's so much
really
fun.
They weren't really in the way that long.
I would say at least twice a week, Scary or myself, we have to yell at somebody on our way home. Because where we are, for whatever reason, influencers like to get into the middle of the street and start having a photo shoot.
Really?
With somebody like lifting up the back of their dress so it looks like it's flowing in the wind in the middle of New York City traffic.
Are you serious?
You're in the middle of New York City traffic.
They plop get a ring light, down in the middle of the avenue, and they turn it on. They're doing this.
They do.
Now, what would happen if you ran them over?
New York has lost its mind, by the way.
Go viral, Froggy.
Who's at fault? Like, if they plop in the middle of the street and the light turns green and you go, who's at fault?
You?
I think it's still think you.
Yeah, you can't go if someone's in the middle of the street.
I think in New York, it's double points. In New Jersey, if somebody walks to the corner, right, if they're just standing on the corner, you have to stop by law in case they want to cross.
The
right?
best...
In New York, you would never stop unless they jumped in front of your car, then you might.
Right. Right. You could be within like 2 inches from them.
There's an entire Instagram account. It's called Influencers in the Wild. You guys have to follow it if you're not. I'm sure some of you are.
Danielle, you got a ticket for that. Driving through the crosswalk when somebody was starting to walk in it.
Right. They were all the way on the other side, and I went through it, and the guy goes, no, you have to yield for the pedestrian. I go,
the
pedestrian was all the way. I still have to go to court and fight the ticket. Still haven't fought it yet.
We were making a turn the other day, and a person on a bicycle came flying down the opposite way that they're supposed to be going, right across the red light in front of the car, and I rolled down my window, and I was like, that's how you die! Because, for sure, everything about that, and I was like, you know what? Scary kills this guy, it's going to ruin our day, and it's this guy's fault.
Her yelling, that's how I die, because if this guy comes back, doubles back on his bike, I'm the one that's going to get punched, not her.
But I know it's scary, though, when he's driving, though. He is very tough. When he's in the car, because he asked those loud questions like, what is he doing? If that guy was to come up to him, and he would not say it like the tone he does when he's in his car.
Yeah, that's
you
me
know,
too.
We see stories every single day about road rage, and it's always started by someone doing or saying something stupid.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, even though they may deserve being yelled at, if they're aggressive and... like fucking assholes, they're going to come at you.
Gandhi.
I don't want that in my life.
Gandhi. That guy was not going to come back at us, but I did feel bad for a second because he was driving like an idiot. And when I yelled that, he turned around and looked back at us, but continued to go forward. And I was like, oh, maybe that's how he dies. By looking back at the car. Shouldn't do that.
No helmet, I'm sure, too.
I don't think he had a helmet on. He was just being
an
absolute
e-bike.
Ass.
It was an e-bike.
Oh, my gosh.
Which technically are motor vehicles, and they should have helmets, but they don't care.
Well, even on a bicycle, I think you have to respect the traffic lights, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to operate like a vehicle.
Yeah.
So he's going the wrong way and through a red light. This guy's going to get hit by a car and ruin our day. Terrible.
Oh, wait till the scooters come, because aren't they trying to
bring
the scooters?
I have a scooter gang in my town.
Yeah.
The scooter gang.
Scooter gang?
Yeah, a group of about 15 guys, older guys, they ride their scooters around like they own the town. Like it's,
Rascal scooters or regular scooters?
Motorized scooters.
Scooter gang, but the rascal ones
are the ones you sit on.
The little rascal?
No, not the rascal ones, like the motorized scooter. They block up the entire thing, just like the carriage mafia the stroller mafia that walks around town.
They've taken over my town, stroller mafia.
Yeah, we still have those in Tribeca. I see them
totally.
My one day a week. What are you gonna do?
Hey, do you want to do some more DMV questions?
Yeah.
Wow, don't sound
I take
so
that
excited.
As a no.
Yeah, right? Sounds thrilled.
Elvis, were you caught by surprise?
I'm just thinking about how exciting it was to hear that.
Well, I don't know. I think based on the conversation we had this morning, I don't think any of us would pass our driver's test, except for maybe Gandhi, because she was boning up for it.
Yeah, I was practicing. I was ready.
Okay, let's get those underway.
No. I'm taking that lukewarm stance as no.
Okay. Passive aggressive.
No, I think we're ready. Let's go forward with them. Do you have them ready?
Okay. When you want to overtake and pass another vehicle, you should wait for a signal from the other driver, change lanes quickly so the other driver will see you, signal and pass when safe to do so, or stay close behind so you need less time to pass.
C.
Accelerate and give him the finger.
Or that.
Signal and pass when safe to do
so. It has to be. The others were really bad answers.
I know. They're making this very easy. It's like, what do you do? Shoot their car or signal and go to the right? Like, I don't know.
Throw something at them?
And yet there are people who fail.
Yeah.
What do you have to get on that test in order to pass? I think it's only like 70% or something.
Is it?
I think so.
Every one of those answers is like, drive past and say, fuck you, or just pass them. It's really obvious which is the right one.
I tell you, though, if you read the bus driver test, it's very different and much more difficult.
Oh, what's different?
You have to learn how to say, sit down and shut up.
It involves all kinds of stuff with train tracks, and you have to know what the placards mean on the side of the trucks that can explode. Like, I know that 1993 is gasoline.
I'm sorry.
1993 is home heating oil. 1203 is gasoline. Whoa. 1075 is propane.
And you're not
supposed to drive.
Don't they all explode,
though? Yeah,
you're not supposed to drive the kids next to the exploding trucks.
I don't know. You just have to know what's in them in case they explode.
Okay. Yeah. So Scotty, could you parallel park a bus?
I could, yes. I had to do that.
A bus?
Yeah, a minibus.
Oh, well, yep. That's not the same.
I mean, we drive next to those trucks. I think we should know what's in them, too. So we should learn about that as
now
well.
Now, right? Stuff.
It's public knowledge, but if it's going to blow up, it's going to blow up.
Right.
What's your next question?
In which of the following situations is passing always forbidden? The vehicle ahead is making a left turn. You are on a one-way street, which has two lanes. The vehicle ahead is stopped for a pedestrian in a crosswalk. Or the vehicle ahead is going to park parallel to the curb.
It's like all of the above.
Oh. It's like all
there
of the
were a
above.
A couple, yeah.
No, it's C.
It's the pedestrian one, right?
Yeah, otherwise you'd hit them.
Right.
Yeah, but if someone's making a left turn and you pass them, you will hit them also.
Not if you pass them on the right.
Yeah, but you're supposed to pass on the left.
I feel like this
one
is
turning left.
Yeah, it's got to be the pedestrian one. Yeah.
This is a stupid.
Because you're gonna mow. Yeah. You would mow the pedestrian over if they started to walk.
I know.
Yeah. Danielle, right? It's C.
So far, the answer is C on all of them. So just guess C.
Okay.
Let's oh, my God, is it?
The answer is C.
It was the pedestrian one,
Okay. Imagine the driving test, all the answers were C, and you passed that way.
You just go right down the thing. Right. And
that could be the DMV's little joke.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. When driving at night, it is most important for you to...
C.
Use your high beams at all times.
Oh, no. That's a great idea.
That's a good one.
That's what I do.
Drive within range of your headlights. Be ready to brake more quickly. Or watch for cars at intersections.
Wait a minute. How do you drive within range of your headlights? You're always going forward. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. But that's probably right.
It sounds like something you would do the last three of, but not the first one.
What was
how
C?
Do you drive outside of the range of your headlights? Right. Go sideways?
Or my headlights only shine 300 feet. I can only drive 300 feet. That's it.
But then the headlights are then another 300 feet.
I know.
I guess they're making you think that if you accelerate, your headlights will slow down.
You'll never catch up to your headlights. Right. You're like a cat.
I'm going to try it.
I forgot the question.
Who cares?
Answer is C anyway.
That was a bad question, Nate.
What was the answer? C.
I don't know.
You know what's even worse, Nate? Have you ever had to take the points reduction course online?
Yes.
That is the worst crap. Whoever writes that stuff is so stupid, but yet it's approved.
Yeah. I actually had to go to a class one time, and they did the, like, almost like AA, where you had to stand up and say what you did.
What?
And these people were saying the craziest things. It was like, I got in a high-speed chase with a cop car, and then I shot out his tires. And then it gets to me, and I'm like, I was speeding? And I swear to God, the class booed me and was, like, throwing stuff at me. Sorry, I just can't get these points off my license.
Yeah. Hey, I know you're getting a procedure done, the colonoscopy. What are you having as soon as you're out of the colonoscopy? What food?
Another one.
Who, me?
Yeah, what food?
Wow,
I
bro. What's that supposed to mean, Brody?
I
don't know. I haven't thought about it. You know what's kind of funny? I haven't eaten since yesterday morning, and for some reason, I'm just not hungry.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Which is kind of weird. And do you ever go into a point where you're hungry? You just don't want to have food? I'm
going
to go for like several days.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't do that.
Are you supposed to go slow? You're not supposed to just like eat like a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I won't do that. But no, I don't know. You know, the thing is on the way back to the apartment, I can go online and have something delivered.
Hell yeah.
So it'll be waiting for me when I get there. So
nice.
I don't know.
Greasy. Go greasy.
No, I was thinking earlier. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think an Asian influence would be nice.
I'm right here.
Scotty, come on.
Whatever
all right,
you
we've
need.
Gone from DMV questions to that, and now I feel like we're.
Are we done with DMV questions?
We've lost our gas.
I think we're done in general.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have to go get a camera crammed up my ass. I'll see you later.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Fun.
Party on, Garth.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.